This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Outside Lands tickets. It's time. Let's give a pair away. Take the word celebrate. That's this hour's code word. Celebrate. C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Text celebrate to our contest line 20357. Text celebrate to 20357 and you'll be in the running for a pair of 3-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Bunch of different stages. It's all weekend long, August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park. This hour's code word is celebrate. There are a lot more tickets coming your way here on the Alice throughout the day. Jane has them every hour during her show between 3, 4, 5, and 6 on the fives. Listening all day.
Listen to Jane. She's the best. Couple quick texts
Jane,
before
you
Tinseltown tattle us. Mm-hmm. Crimes around us are part of life in San Jose. It's not Mill Valley, Sarah. Sarah, of course you don't call 911. You live in Mill Valley. What's the worst thing that happens there?
People choke. I'm talking
candy?
Medical. I mean, there's more than just thievery that you call the police for, that you call 911 for, right? Isn't that for like if something happens to you
it
in
is.
Your
Some
yard?
People mentioned
stab
that as
yourself
well.
In the leg sure. with a pitchfork?
Well, you were asking why that person in San Jose is calling so much, and you're right. It could be for health reasons
right.
as well. That's the only reason I've
it
ever
just
called.
Does seem, yeah, it seems to me, I think the only, let's see. I called for a medical emergency for somebody else at like a fair one time.
You did?
Yeah. And then when I lived in St. Louis, John and I were in the basement and we had been smoking pot and we were playing pool in our basement. And I was like, there's someone upstairs.
Oh, no,
I think there's someone upstairs. So I go to the phone, which was a wall mount phone, by the way, because it was in the 90s.
Is this pot smoke induced paranoia?
Maybe.
Okay.
So I pick up the phone, and I dial 911 and then John comes over and he puts his hand on. He goes, don't call 911. What are you doing? We're smoking pot. You can't call 911. And they called us back.
And then
the phone
you
rang
say?
And I went, oh,
there's no pot here.
Basically, I'm like, we thought we heard someone upstairs. You know, my husband's going upstairs to check on it because John goes up there and, you know, because he's such a big guy. He's up
right.
there. He's like, I'm going to beat the hell out of everybody. So, but those are my only two experiences calling 911, I believe.
I hadn't called until my 1-year-old had a febrile seizure. Febrile? I don't know. And I didn't even call, but it was the situation where that's the first time.
Yes. A medical emergency.
Having a kid.
Right.
Is the first time I'd ever hit 911.
Right. When's the last time either of you called 911?
I don't think I've ever called 911, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Most people haven't.
Yeah. I'm just going through my brain and I'm like, no, I've never called 911. I had my grandfather when I was 4 had a stroke. And I had to call, but my mom worked at the hospital, so I just called the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah.
Looking back now, I realize a lot of stuff that was happening when I was a kid, we probably should have called 911 for.
I've got a glass shard sticking out of my neck. What should I do? Like, go to mom.
Everything's a bust, like, because we're always up to no good. So right. You'd like, you don't call
exactly.
The cops. What are you, crazy?
We should be telling our children, though, like, people die of overdoses because the other people don't call 911.
I'm telling you, that's exactly the scenario that I'm thinking of where we were like, what are you, nuts? You can't call the cops.
Bob.
I don't remember the last time, but I do remember the first time.
Calling 911?
It wasn't me, though. It was my friend. We were 5 years old. We were in kindergarten.
Oh.
And she was my best friend for a big chunk of elementary school. And I would go over to her house and like not come home for like 3 days because we just had so much fun together. And I don't think my parents know this, but we were wildly unsupervised a lot of the time.
Oh.
And
I was gonna say, how did your parents not know? Did you come from a family of 100 children?
And so she got the bright idea. She was always the instigator. And she got the bright idea to like, let's call 911. And of course they showed up.
Of course.
She called like three different times. One time she was like, I swear it was my dad on the other line. Like, dad, is that you? Some 5-year old nonsense. So they showed up. We're both crying our eyes out. And she's like, I didn't do it. I pressed 9 and I pressed 1. But I never pressed the other one. I don't know what happened.
Such a kid thing to say.
Oh my God. 5-year-olds, they're like, oh God, this is our life. So as you were wildly unsupervised, did the parents come out and go, what seems to be the problem, officers?
Yeah, the mom comes out of the shower, like in a towel when the cops arrived.
Well, I mean, the cops are there. So
hey.
Sure, she was real happy.
I bet she was.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she had her anger well under control at that house for sure.
Oh.
Sarcasm.
Right.
I see.
Which means not at all. Gotcha.
I was going a different path, but okay. all right. So before we jump in here with this, I want to play a round of the Just the Tip game, which I enjoy. But before that, I want to just quickly run down this Weezer story. The wife of Weezer's bassist was shot by police and arrested for attempted murder. This happened on Tuesday, and the story started trickling down yesterday. We don't have a lot of additional info, but I wanted to mention this because it's such a crazy story, and there are little dribs and drabs coming out. So it started with a hit-and-run accident in Los Angeles. 3 suspects get out of their car, fled from the police on foot, ended up in a residential neighborhood where Jillian Schreiner, the wife of the bass player for Weezer, comes out of the house with a gun, appears in the yard. The police say, drop the gun. She refuses numerous times. And then she points it at the officers. And in the end, she got shot in the shoulder, not a life-threatening injury. They took her to the hospital. And then she was later booked for like attempted murder. She's out now on $1 million bond. Weezer is supposed to perform at Coachella this weekend. There is a story that surfaced about her having very recently had a couple of surgeries for cancer, and apparently she's been sharing that pretty openly on her social media.
Okay.
But there's nothing else that says that she was under the influence of anything. So we're really just speculating that maybe there were some pain meds involved or whatever else.
It's hard to imagine, and maybe this will come out later, but we've never heard of her. She's not someone with a troubled history.
Yes.
If this were Britney, we'd be like, oh, God, here
oh,
we go
Britney again.
Right. But it's not. It's some lady that's never
heard of her.
Made the news before.
Couldn't have told you what the bass player in Weezer's name was.
Right.
Still can't, really. Schreiner is his last name. Scott, maybe?
Scott.
Someone wrote in about the charges, and they may not stay attempted murder,
yes,
but I imagine they threw that at her because she aimed a gun at a cop.
Yes. Right.
And that might be more appropriately sized once they've evaluated the situation. And they also have to decide, what can we actually get this person
right
on,
I mean,
you know, on, as opposed to throwing a wild charge out there and then having her be, well, no, she didn't try to kill anybody. You know what right. I mean? Like,
yes.
Then they don't get the guilty plea or the guilty charge.
I'm sure that was a way to hold her.
Right.
Charge her, mm-hmm, and then it'll all get sorted out. Because honestly, I mean, really, we're just doing what we do. We're speculating.
Well, I've watched a lot of Law and Order,
that
Sarah.
That is true, Vinny. I'm not discounting your legal experience.
And I do know that that's one of the moves they make, which is they'll hold them,
yeah,
get a highest bail possible with a big charge, And then later it ends up being jaywalking. But for now.
Yeah. So we've done this story a lot this morning. Mm-hmm. We talked about it a lot. And it's interesting because every day I just get, you know, I have a huge pile of stories that we go through. And I know Maddie's a big part of that. And you also are always looking at stories. But we really just get to just the tip of the iceberg of news.
I have a little update on this.
It's
just one sentence from a story that just came up. The writer, she was allegedly in pursuit of the hit and run suspects. So I guess they were running around the neighborhood and she came out with a gun to try to pursue one of them. And that's why she was outside with the gun. But that's just one story. It's from People. That's
People magazine.
Yeah. But I hadn't read that before.
No, you know? I hadn't seen that either.
And I actually, back to the speculation, and this was at home on my own time, just when I first saw the story, I thought, if you're aiming the gun at the police, you're getting involved in a situation maybe to protect the criminals.
Yes.
And I don't know if she knew them or just feels like there are certainly people out there who will say, cops are crooked. Doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Like, yes, that they've opinion, decided.
Especially in LA, the riots that have happened, we're all familiar, right? So I don't know what her politics are, but to me, you do not aim a gun at a cop.
No.
No, I mean, that's the thing. It appears she was, I don't think she was protecting them. They were in the neighborhood. Like, they ran into the neighbor's backyard, and one ran into a neighbor's house and was found there in his underwear for some reason.
I don't have any updates on the actual thing that happened that caused all of this.
Right.
I don't have the.
Yeah, I'm just.
What's he doing in his underwear in a neighbor's house?
Changing so that he's got different clothes on when he goes and walks out of the house and is like.
Grab a wig and a dress. It's
so
your
best bet. Trouble afoot, is there?
Ooh. Yeah, but I'll give you this story for the next hour. But this one had a little bit more in it. And, but again, it still doesn't explain why she pointed the gun at people.
And didn't put it down when the cop said, hey, lady, we don't want to have to shoot you. All right. So anyway, I was sort of aiming toward we only hit the tip of the iceberg of all the stories that are out today. So we'll play this a little bit differently today. This will be the Bob's birthday version of the game, where I'll give you three headlines. Two of them are real. One of them is made up. You tell me which one is the fake one, but there's not going to be any stealing. It's a 1 point, one for one. Two of you can pick the same one. Like yesterday, I made it really confusing. It didn't need to be that confusing. So here we go. Just the tip. Round one.
Yeah, it's much more or less confusing now.
It is. You'll see. The Windows 95 startup chime, composed by Brian Eno, is now in the National Recording Registry. Vince Vaughn opened an Italian restaurant movie opens an Italian restaurant movie called Nona's, starring real Hollywood legends as the chefs. Taco Bell is.
Why are you looking so questioning? You like read that, but then you looked
it's
at
worded
it like,
weird.
How dare you come out of my mouth that way?
Right. I just thought maybe I'm misreading it. Vince Vaughn opens an Italian restaurant movie called Nona's, starring real Hollywood legends as the chefs. That's the headline. Taco Bell is partnering with Netflix to launch Binge Bites, a snack box delivered in 30 minutes or less.
So you're supposed to pick the false one.
Pick the fake one. Windows 95 startup chime, now in the National Recording Registry. Whatever the hell Vince Vaughn is doing with some Italian restaurant movie. And Taco Bell's Binge Bites.
It's Bob. It goes to Bob, right?
Hey, no, any one of you can. You can all just say it because you're going to.
Oh.
I'm just going to assign points based on getting it right.
I have no freaking idea.
They all sound fake.
I'm going to just go with Taco Bell.
You say the Taco Bell one's fake. All right.
I'll go with Vince Vaughn is fake.
Okay.
Oh, I like the Taco Bell one.
You also like the Taco Bell one. Sorry, Bob. On your birthday, no points for you. A point for each of you. The Taco Bell one was the fake one.
The 30 minutes thing caused a lot of problems for Domino's back in the day. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were like, I hope they don't get here in time because I want that free food.
Right. I'm actually moving while I've ordered this.
Look at you thinking, Vinny. Maybe today's your day.
I had more than one.
Oh, you could finally beat Bob.
More than one Domino's order was just a number off, hoping. Please don't get here in time. Please don't get here in time.
Meanwhile, some poor pathetic pizza delivery guy's like, Jesus, if I lose another pizza, I'm in big trouble.
I was a poor, pathetic college kid.
Mm. Here's round two. Just the tip. Drake has announced he's launching a tequila brand called Hotline Sling. Elvira is releasing a cookbook from hell. Mickey Rourke got in trouble on British Celebrity Big Brother for using a homophobic slur. Which of those is a fake headline? Drake has announced a new tequila brand called Hotline Sling. Elvira has a cookbook from hell. That's the name of it. And Mickey Rourke got in trouble on British Celebrity Big Brother.
The Drake one's fake.
Okay.
I'm going to go Elvira. She can't cook.
I mean, he has a song, Hotline Bling. Kind of would make sense, but I'll go with the Drake one, too.
The Drake one is the fake one.
What?
Yeah. The other ones are
You're
real.
You're telling me Elvira can cook?
It's a cookbook from hell, so maybe it's not that tasty. All right, round three. Just the tip. 85-year-old Smokey Robinson still has swagger and says he's planning a grown and sexy tour. Brandy is returning for the I Know What You Did Last Summer sequel. Jennifer Coolidge will star in a horror comedy called MILFs v. Zombies this Halloween.
Jennifer Coolidge.
That's a fake.
Smokey Robinson.
I wish the Jennifer Coolidge one was real, but I think that one's fake.
That one is fake. That's the fake. So,
I see that movie, though.
I know. Actually, that's a super good idea. Solid idea. We should go pitch Hollywood. Maddie is in the lead with 3, Bob with 2, Vinny with 1. Round 4.
How many rounds are we doing?
5. Is that too many?
No. I'm just wondering.
No, you can't say just the tip enough. Keep going.
Oh, I see. Here we go. Next round of just the tip of the iceberg, friends.
Oh, I get it. Is it because it's just a little bit about the story?
Yeah, it's just the headline.
It's really.
Are you just getting it
now?
It's
an incredible stretch. I'm with her. It's hard to.
She's shaking her head. She says no. She got it the whole time.
I liked it.
I like it too. Just the tip. It's like sexy and funny. And also about icebergs. Which of these three headlines is fake? Kanye West is planning a Las Vegas residency called Kanye Unfiltered Unmedicated. Garbage has released a new single called There's No Future in Optimism. And Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips says Billy Corgan was a raging a-hole during Lollapalooza 94. Which of those is fake?
What's the first one again?
Kanye West is planning a Las Vegas residency called Kanye Unfiltered Unmedicated.
That one.
Agreed.
Yeah, I got to go with that one too.
That is the one. We're now at Maddie 4, Bob 3, Vinny 2. Here's our final round. LeBron James is now a Ken doll and it'll cost you $75. Barbie is releasing a limited edition messy divorce Barbie complete with broken dream house accessories. Bill Belichick's girlfriend will compete in the Miss Maine USA pageant. Which of those is fake?
That's an easy one, Bob. It's the Barbie.
Barbie.
I got to go with the, Barbie.
Barbie is the fake one.
Come on.
I thought those all sounded kind of fake. Bill Belichick's girlfriend's going to be in a pageant? Why? You got a rich boyfriend. Stop it with the trying.
She wants
anymore.
To do stuff too.
No, she doesn't. Please.
Yes, she does.
So who won?
She wants to do the 70. Oh, Maddie. Maddie won.
Maddie.
Sorry, Maddie. Someone finally beat Bob on her birthday.
Woo!
That's just rude. You beat her on her birthday.
She's a tough girl.
Jessica Simpson's snake baby gravy remedy.
What? I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson. She's been guzzling a drink.
The singer,
Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
She's putting a record together. She's been singing. She's getting her stuff together so she can put out another record, I guess.
How does she get words through those lips?
Snake baby gravy.
Oh, that's how.
Yeah, apparently. Those lips are big.
Oh,
they've been worked on. They look worked.
She's such natural beauty.
I know.
And I realize, I get it. The business does this to these people because there are people you will see who stain at. Christina has done nothing to her face at all.
And
is gorgeous.
Yep.
And is just doesn't even need makeup, in my opinion. And that's one of those things where you go, I guess you can do that if you're not on TV every single day.
Right. There's nobody putting pressure on the average. I feel like if you feel that you have to, it's because there's either societal pressure, peer pressure, your agent is pressuring you if you're a big star.
I mean, if you
but
see a picture.
But you're clowning out.
If you see a picture of yourself and you look at yourself and you go, I look old and ugly. And that might only be in your head, but that must be what's happening, right? Which is I got to get rid of the wrinkles. I got to get.
My friend had this done and it looks amazing and I'm going to try that. Mm-hmm. Or mine won't look as bad as that. I mean, I'm guilty. I sit and pull my nasolabial folds away from my mouth all the time.
No one knows what those are.
Yes, they do. Between your nose and corners of your nose, corners of your mouth. They're there, right there. How much better does that look? Come on.
It's that ventriloquist.
Yes. Yes.
It's a dummy.
It's where the jowls form on your face. That part.
Right.
Anyway, Jessica Simpson, she's been drinking this weird concoction for her vocal cords. And there's a reptile expert that is saying there's no way you can get enough of that stuff to mass produce any kind of drink.
So someone supplementing the snake oil with their own oil?
Oh, I didn't even consider that. That's an interesting thought.
No.
But yes, he's saying this is just snake oil. You know, something that is purported to do something that it definitely doesn't. But there is a placebo effect. That is a real thing. So maybe that's what's helping her.
Or maybe the man oil is what really works best.
Probably not, though, because that's not good for that much stuff. So zoologists.
It helps populate the planet.
Thanks.
It's how we're here.
Zoologist Jay Brewer, from apparently some Roku channel show called Reptile Royalty. This Jay Brewer says, I doubt that does anything for her. And I don't even think that what she's drinking even contains snake oil in the first place. He says it's incredibly difficult to get any significant amount from a snake. So I guess he's tried and hasn't figured out a way to make it happen.
Watched the snake and said to himself, they don't have hands. How are they ever going to produce any product?
Right. I'll help me help them.
Oh.
Not me.
You're helping them?
I'm not helping them. Maybe I'm talking about this Jay Brewer from the Roku channel show, Reptile Royalty.
He knows what to do.
He seems to know. It's hard to get any significant amount from a snake, but he's tried. Jessica says, I'm going to keep on chugging. She says, I mean, it just really clears my throat. I'm just a great singer when I have snake oil. So we'll call it from now on, snake oil. That's fun.
It is. I suspect we'll see somewhere down the line. She's been, you know, she's going to have to sue somebody for what's happened to her.
She just had snake babies? You can't get pregnant that way, Vinny. Everybody knows that. Come on. Stop it. That's just false information. Ben Affleck has a secret crush on Angelina Jolie, according to today, the Daily Mail. .com. I'd love to see that happen. I think it'd be great. Because they just both seem super stable and like nothing could possibly go wrong.
I just divorced a giant red flag and I was looking around the planet for the next biggest red flag I can find.
What's the next red flag I can find?
And it appears to be Angelina Jolie. This is me stepping my game up.
Yeah. You know that she hasn't been linked with any man since 2016? She was linked with her brother at one point. She didn't slow down for a long time.
Well, I think having, 10 kids probably has changed the amount of free time. You're right. I mean, you can't.
Sure. I just think it's really interesting that a person who was as, actively doing stuff.
Well, and you've also said.
Yes.
That in time, that becomes less attractive and enjoyable, and you do it as a favor,
just a favor,
thing on your to-do list, as opposed to a thing that you would want to do every night while on tour through New England.
Yeah, that's true. But there's something about it, a little fresh. Come on. So there it is. Angelina, who is also single, hasn't been seen with anyone since her acrimonious divorce in 2016. And,
what do you think when Brad Pitt reads that? What do you think he says to himself? Good luck, Ben.
He goes, listen, Ben, we have each other's. Now, remember when we both dated Gwyneth Paltrow back in the day?
Oh, look. look at him.
Let's have a little chat about this. I'm just going to, you know, fair warning.
Oh,
we both survived, Gwyneth. I didn't survive, Angelina.
Yeah, they're Eskimo brothers.
What does that mean?
Oh, you don't know what an Eskimo brother is?
I don't know either.
Oh, it's when you and a friend have had sex with the same person. You're now Eskimo brothers.
Why? Because of her igloo?
I don't know how the term got started, but that's the term, yeah.
There's got to be something.
Because like I have some friends I know that were like...
That you're Eskimo brothers
with? Oh, yeah,
with?
We're like, oh, yeah, we're Eskimo brothers. Yeah.
Is that when like you live in one town and everyone's done everyone else in that town? You're just like a group of Eskimos, like you're your own tribe of people who all do the same people? I don't understand it. There's got to be something behind that. Eskimo brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, you've heard of this too, Bob.
I don't live under a rock.
I've never heard of this.
I've never heard it either. I'm looking it up right now.
What makes them an Eskimo brother?
I don't know, but now that you're asking, it's probably
something.
An outdated, probably offensive phrase.
Oh, it's offensive. It's a slang term sometimes considered offensive, referring to men who have had intercourse with the same woman. Often used in a lighthearted or joking way, but can be seen as racist and sexist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because you're supposed to say Inuit now, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, so it's the word. See, I'm just asking, why did it get started being called that?
The exact origin is unclear. The term gained popularity through the TV show The League.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know that show.
Oh,
The League is classic, all-time great show. Yeah.
Sounds like it probably didn't age well.
Well, yeah, and now I'm sorry for bringing the term up.
Bob nailed it though. Offensive. It's the term Eskimo is the offensive. It's not the reference to two guys who've high fiving each other after finding out we've been with the same lady. It's about the term Inuit versus Eskimo.
So Ben and Brad are Inuit brothers.
That's better, I guess.
Inuit. Okay, great. You know what? On that note, we are definitely not looking for trouble. What's coming up in the news?
A big announcement about a new park here in San Francisco after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Check out the Sarah Mini Facebook page for more info on everything we talked about on today's show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh.
For more than 30 years, Fremont Bank Foundation has opened doors to arts, entertainment, education, and basic needs for our neighbors. Now and tomorrow. It's just what they do. Explore FremontBank.com today. Boy, I could have nailed that one. Let me try this again.
Okay. Yeah, let's try.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Woo! For more than 30 years, Fremont Bank Foundation has opened doors to arts, entertainment, education, and basic needs for our neighbors. Now and tomorrow. It's just what they do. Explore FremontBank.com today. That's right. It's .com. Not org.
That was really good.
Not net.
Not .tv.
Right. Here's what's happening.
All right.
We're seeing the sun break through the fog a little bit. We still expect partly cloudy skies today, though, depending on where you're at. But, man, it was thick here in downtown San Francisco, and we're starting to see a little bit of sunshine.
Great.
So, good news.
Yeah.
And speaking of San Francisco, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding the park on the closed roadway down over by the beach here in San Francisco.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
A new name for the park on San Francisco's Great Highway has been revealed.
Oh.
So there were a lot of people who are extremely bitter about this road closure. They feel like it's just going to have cars snaking through their neighborhood.
Yep.
They would never have voted for this. And now they feel like, how'd this even happen? Who voted yes? Nobody who lives.
The rest of San Francisco.
Yeah, all the other people. The mm-hmm. people who live there are like, no one would have said yes to this. All the other people are like, that doesn't affect me in the least.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
A nice new park. Yeah, let's have some fun.
Great. I'll probably never go there, but, you know, it'd be nice to have.
So a lot of the name suggestions were pretty bitter.
Oh.
But the name has been found.
Hmm.
And the official opening of Sunset Dunes is this Saturday.
Sunset Dunes.
Sunset Dunes. So it's the Sunset District, mm-hmm. beach area.
Mm-hmm. It's a very pretty name.
Unless you live near there and then you're like, oh, thumbs down.
Two thumbs down. Park. This park sucks.com.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, the name's official. Sunset Dunes is scheduled to officially open to the public on April 12th.
Did they rip the actual road out of there? Like, is it just...
No idea. I haven't been down there at all.
So they're just going to leave the road.
Yeah, the road's still there.
And then it's just going to get wiped over by dunes eventually, swallowed up, taken back to the earth.
Well, I think one of the big benefits of it is that you can, it's a really long, flat path for biking, running, that sort of thing, walking.
So they will keep the road in place.
I think they are going to keep the road in place. And then they're adding like art installations, some skating areas.
Sounds delightful. I don't know who could possibly have any problem with that.
People with cars.
Mm. Yes, and who live in the neighborhood, right?
And the neighborhood people who feel like now the cars will come through our neighborhood, which is...
That's valid.
It's a new real thing. Thanks to Google Maps, you find, you know.
Let me reroute you.
How many times have I been coming home? And it's not a lot because I don't go to Tahoe much. But on my way home and it'll say, you can save 10 minutes by getting off the freeway right here and going through this neighborhood. 10 minutes?
Yeah.
But I'm in.
But everybody's getting that message. I always think to myself, well, once everyone gets off the highway here, it'll be a clear
Agreed.
Highway.
But that's the thing.
Make your choice.
Yeah, you got to gamble. Mm. Anyway, Sunset Dunes, everyone. Congratulations.
Nice. I like the name a lot. It's pretty. Sounds sexy. Sunset Dunes. It's like a daily soap opera. Welcome to another episode of Sunset Dunes.
It is nice. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. What is one type you would never date again? What is one type... You'd never date again. And there were a lot of people chimed in on this.
What are some of the types?
I have a feeling for some people, my picture. They just hold that up.
Why your picture?
This douchebag. Oh, you don't think I'm a difficult, especially now.
Oh, no, you're difficult.
I'm
but
flexible.
It's because you didn't care. They were all trying to get you to 4-page front and back letters. Like, please date me. Kidding me? They'd be like, yeah, more of that guy.
I'm just saying.
Bald, short, I'm in.
That's short.
Oh, how dare you?
No, I'm not.
He's a towering man.
Anyway, I do understand, you know, like certainly as a young man, I was late to everything.
Oh.
If I showed at all.
Oh, yes. Lateness is, it's not awesome.
I am admitting to some very unlikable traits.
Is that a type?
I think so. If you're a person out in the world who's dated someone who's chronically late for everything, if they show at all,
right?
Yeah, you'd say that type, whatever that is.
So there's the bad boy, there's the metrosexual, and there's the late guy.
Here's some of the stuff people answer.
I like this story.
People who only talk about their problems.
Mm-hmm.
People who are emotionally unavailable. And that is, I'm really sorry to say, that's your fault.
Whose fault?
The person who's dating the emotionally unavailable person.
Right.
That person's shown themselves to be emotionally unavailable. And what did you do? I'll turn him.
Yeah.
I can break
through that wall.
I'm going to get him and he or her.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, the bottom line ends up being you're in pursuit of someone who has given you no reason to believe
right.
that they're going to come around. I used to say to people,
I'm emotionally unavailable.
I'm not. This is not my priority, and it won't be. I'm pursuing my career. If I get a job offer tomorrow, you won't even hear me say goodbye.
You broke up with a longtime girlfriend when she said, so we're moving to LA. And you went, who's this we you're talking about?
Well, I was leaving, and that's yes. a true story. I was like, I am moving to LA. I'm not going to compound my difficulty by suddenly moving in with my girlfriend. Like, we didn't live together in San Diego. Why would we do that?
It's not that far.
Maybe down the road.
Yeah.
Let me get myself established.
It was all in. She was all in.
She felt like that was a complete judgment on how I felt about her. And I was actually thinking it through and trying to say to you, I like you, but I can't.
So it was a complete judgment on how you felt about her.
It was. But it was also, you know, the job, and
you were being realistic and honest, truthful. Right.
Emotionally unavailable. Mm. Don't pursue that. George. People who are addicts.
Oh.
You'll always be second fiddle to their addiction. And I even told Christina that. I was like, you know what? We're having fun, and this is great. But if you're smart, you won't be with someone who's got a problem because you don't have a problem, and you can have your drinks, and it's not a thing. But for me, it is always going to be.
Yes. You said something early on as you started dating her where, you know, she didn't go through it with you. Like,
right.
you know, that's that if you when you meet a recovering addict, alcoholic, what have you, you're seeing them at their best right then.
Fully put together.
Right.
She was like, you're great. I don't know why you say stuff like that about yourself.
Because I know
like,
that I'm capable of this other stuff.
I'm trying to tell you. Right. I'm trying to be as honest as I can with you about this.
But I'm glad that you left, you know, that you didn't just say, there's no way I can make somebody happy or there's no way that I can ever be a partner to someone. You didn't do that. You actually stepped up and now you've got a wife and two kids and a beautiful house.
All along the way, I've tried to be very honest. Yep. And her optimism maybe. You know, down the line.
Off on you?
No. Oh, what?
Come on.
No, I'm trying to say, like, her optimism kept her in the game. Like, mm-hmm. she kept saying, you're great. We're great. This is fine. It's going to be fine.
It's like, working.
Don't worry. Yeah.
Let's have kids.
All right. I told you all the stuff.
I'll make dinner. You do the dishes.
Everything that I can
Nothing
possibly
will break.
Share with
It'll
you.
It'll be fine.
Is out there now.
Mm. You're loud. I'm soft. We can make this work.
People who use, I'm a free spirit to excuse bad behaviors and actions.
Yeah. There are good free spirit people, but it is true. There's a difference between being a free spirit and being kind of like a tactless jerk. You know, there's a wide range there.
What is one type you'd never date again? People who are secretly married.
Oh, that's a solid type to not date. Yeah. It's actually people who have other families. I see. Got it.
Gym bros who low-key have an eating disorder and or a God complex.
Oh, geez.
Very specific.
I didn't know about all these different types of people. I haven't dated in a really long time.
You never dated, really.
I mean, I was out there. But yeah, I didn't have a lot of like long-term boyfriends.
How many of those guys on your list would you say took you to dinner?
A few, but not many. Long list.
Like percentage-wise, if you were to just give a number.
Like, I definitely had probably, I can think off the top of my head of four actual boyfriends before John. So those ones took me. And sometimes I'd go out, you know, girls got to eat. You know, let's go get something to eat. And we'll go back to your place, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but dating, not very many dates.
Right.
Yeah. I was very busy. Plus, I was a rock star. I mean, I had groupies, Vinny, that I had to keep happy. So, different town every night.
It's a very strange thing.
Yes, sure.
To be a local superstar.
Yes. Oh, my God. I just had to bat them away. Get away.
Tell that guy to meet me in the alley.
I did actually say that.
I know.
More than one occasion. Hey, that guy in the front row over there. Go give him a backstage pass. See where that goes.
Loud bar talkers.
Well, isn't everyone talking loud in a bar?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely really loud, so I understand what if you'd say, like, I just don't want to be in a house on a regular basis with someone who's so loud.
Yeah, but in a bar, I mean, it's the only way you're going to hear anybody.
People who are constantly keeping score.
Of what?
Everything.
Oh, like tit for tat kind of
stuff?
I
picked you up the other day. Now you got to go and get me the groceries I need. Or be like, it's that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You do for me.
I bought you this. Why aren't you buying me that? Mm. It's keeping score. That's a very common thing. And I think even people who don't want to keep score sometimes find themselves falling subject to that just because.
Because the other person is. Like, okay, well, I did this for you.
Or it's a lopsided give. You know, there's a give and take. And one person feels like this is not, there's not enough give on that side.
It builds up.
Yep.
It really builds
resentment.
Up.
You're familiar.
I'm very familiar. Yeah. I mean, I'm coming out of a marriage and and by the end there's some scorekeeping going on there.
Oh.
Yeah. On both sides. On both sides. But this list is making me want to date even less.
Dating seems great.
I'm just thinking of all the check marks somebody's going if I go on a date, they're going to be like, "Oh, this, he's that." Ugh.
What is one type you'd never want to date again? There's only a couple more. People who still love their exes. It could be a green flag if someone remains friendly with their ex, especially if their children are involved. But anything more than that is a third wheel vibe.
There's another check mark for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean your ex, if this coming weekend at the wedding, she says, slow dance with me and then take me to your room, you'd do it?
You'd do it.
I think I probably would, yeah. Oh. But that's not happening.
Is it too messy? Well, you don't know. You don't know.
Unmotivated people. Mm. People who are hyper political or extremely religious.
Mm.
These are people. What type would you never want to date again?
Smoker.
Strippers.
Oh, strippers?
Oh. Strippers are a thing. Like, they're a brand of human that I've watched friends. Mm. My friend who used to say carcass is carcass, he was a stripper guy. And I think he married a stripper,
I knew
too.
A stripper who put herself through law school that way, though. And
there's some that
yes, she was definitely not also a hooker. Because there are strippers who are just strippers, and they need the money, and then there's strippers who are also hookers.
When I was in New York City, I dated a stripper.
Yeah?
She was in grad school.
Oh, there you go.
Well, grad school can be very expensive.
Yeah, I mean, that's why she was.
Sometimes you do, you know, you're like, well, I'm 22, and I look like this, so I might just go try and make some money.
If you can do that without getting caught up in the drugs and the other and the
hooking,
things.
Yeah, the, sure.
I don't know that you.
The thievery, yes. It's a lot going on.
They're not all Cardi B.
But some of them are.
Oh my goodness.
That's the thing.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, Marina bros, never date that type.
Yeah.
Marina.
I can't believe we couldn't come up
with that. That is a type though.
Yeah.
The park is the same. They're painting it as we speak and adding hammocks and a pump track. Delightful for people who don't need access. Sunset Boulevard and 19th are nightmares already.
Yes.
Mm.
That Ocean was Beach one way to go around, here. Yeah.
I wish the Great Highway was still for cars. I wouldn't mind it if it was a park, but only after the city approved parking, bathrooms, and muni access. This is so short-sighted. The park has also taken a ton of resources from the rest of SF Parks and Rec.
Mm.
Well, I don't live out there anymore. I lived in the Richmond for my first 2 years here.
Yeah, pretty close to, we were just talking about this, Louis or Lewis's or whatever it was called.
Right there on that corner by the Cliff House or Cliff Beach House, yeah. Whatever it is. Oh my God, Sarah and Vinny, longtime listener here, wondering what the brand of hot tub you talk about on the radio is. Oh. Ours died after 40 years. And you're making me miss it more and more when you talk about hot tubs.
I'm getting my hot tub today.
Thank you for the info in advance. You guys are the best. Go.
I went to Creative Energy And they have locations all over. Go to creativeenergy.com, find a location near you. They have a wide selection. I don't know the exact model name on mine. I'll come in with, it's not a jacuzzi. I think jacuzzi's a brand of hot tub.
Oh, you it really got that. A schooling.
Yes.
When you went in there, they right. told you all about it.
It's a hot tub, and I don't have the exact brand name on me. So I'll get that. Are you kidding me? Talking about that all the time. I loved it. I've loved this whole process because you know me. I like a project anyway. But I can't believe today is the day.
Oh,
people are betting and expect you're gonna love it this time, and you would never get rid of this hot tub. There's a lot of people online speculating.
Is that like, so? Everyone's talking about
you're
it.
You're a new lifer.
Yes,
you're gonna yep. be into this forever.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not gonna get traded out at all.
No, definitely not. Right. Not with all the work we've done to get it in there.
Right. Right. You never undo work you've done.
Never.
Right. Or redo work you've just done.
Sometimes we'll redecorate.
Oh, yeah. Right. 510 says, catching up from last week, how can I win Vinny's leopard vans? Were those up for grabs?
Yes. We actually, six people won them. So you got to go get some more and send them out.
I don't think you can get any more of those.
Oh,
but
that's
I'll bring,
too bad.
If you guys want to mail the pair that I have, you can mail them out.
I think that was the stumbling block for us was we were like, we don't know how to mail anything from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there used to be, you know what? In the old building, you used to be able to walk your stuff down to a room.
To the mail room.
Put it in there, and then it would go to where it needs
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, you'd address it, and someone would come in and take care of it for you. I don't think we have that here. I don't know, though. I haven't been to all the rooms
Maybe
in this
it's
place.
In the lactation room. I haven't been
oh,
in that
room. Let's go check the lactation room.
Think they do mail in there?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I've been thinking so much about that room. Does it have a window? Does anyone know? Like, it must be a sweet
nobody's
little
space.
Nobody's
been in there. Nobody's ever going to.
No one's had a baby. No one's lactating. No.
408 says, Vinny, I thought you lived in Blossom Valley, Santa Teresa area of San Jose. You were in Alma then? You fancy? No, I was in wherever you just said, Blossom Valley, Santa Teresa. I was right by the high school.
Yeah.
All the kids would lay on the sidewalk after school and make out. I'd be like.
Lay on the sidewalk and make out?
You guys don't like go behind a bush? You just do it right there on the street.
We're away from the school now. We must immediately lay down out in front of the high school.
You cannot be from between 2 and 4. You can't be outside a high school area. It's just.
You're slipping in all the snake oil. Jesus.
It's a lot. Hey, Maddie says, you got to stop talking. Would you just hurry up and go to break?
Oh, did he say that?
Three times already.
Oh, my God. I didn't notice that at all. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.